Welcome to tonight's Village Board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will call tonight's meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Gendrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dark.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
All present and accounted for. One change to tonight's agenda. We're going to move action item number 10 regarding the community pet waste stations from number 10 to number 3C.
So we're making it an announcement rather than a...
Like a 4A, maybe?
Action.
Yeah, it's an action, though. But we can move it up.
Okay.
It's still an action. Is there any other... Are there any other changes anyone would like from staff? Board members? Is anyone in the audience here that would like to see something moved up on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, I'll take accept a motion to adopt the modified agenda.
I'll move to adopt it.
Trustee Dark, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. This Friday, August 18th at Green Isle Park, starting at 5 p.m., we will be hosting a family night and a movie known as Rogue One. The movie starts at dusk. Come early because summer camp staff will be running some fun children crafts and games and having some fun. So bring your friends and neighbors. Sweet. Trustee Genrich's going to be there. Second announcement. Lisa Sment, who has been on our plan commission, has recently resigned. She will be moving out of the areas, but we'd like to thank her very much for the time she's dedicated to the village, and we wish her well. Any other announcements from staff? Trustee Clark. Mr. Clark.
Yes, just wanted to let the board know that we started reconstruction of the trail in Green Isle Park that started this week, and looking for completion date of right around September 22nd.
Great, thank you. Anything else from staff? Anything from board members? Nothing. Hearing none, we'll move on. Item 4A, the old number 10, community pet waste stations. Trevor. Or Chris.
I'll take that one.
I want Trevor to.
The Parks Department, we were approached by Mr. and Mrs. Weinstein about an idea that they had with looking into providing pet waste stations, bag dispensers with collection receptacles throughout the community for people that have pets that are walking down the street or along sidewalks, and that so that they can properly dispose of, you know, pet waste. They have noticed many times on their walks around the community where people aren't necessarily abiding by good pet ownership and they're not cleaning up after their pets and that. And they said in their travels around the country, they've been to communities where they've seen these stations and, you know, real nice communities, real clean and things like that. They thought it would be a good fit for the Village of Alloway. Mr. Weinstein is here this evening. If the board has any questions for him, what they're looking to do is to try to, they'd like to get this program started, and they would go out and talk to people around the community and seek sponsorships or donations that would pay for these units. And I presented the board with some pictures of what the units would look like as well as costs associated with them.
Okay, thank you. Any motion from the board to suspend the rules and invite Mr. Weinstein?
I would make that motion to suspend the rules.
I'll second.
Motion made by Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Dart. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Weinstein, would you like to come up? We'll get you out of here quick. First of all, thank you very much for coming up with this idea and volunteering, but anything you'd like to share with us would be greatly appreciated.
Well, we were trying to get Alloway to be a little more...
I'm sorry, could you announce your name and address?
Tom Weinstein, 3030 Ridgeview Court.
Thank you.
Trying to get Alloway a little more pet-friendly. As we do our walks every day, we see people not picking up their dogs in certain areas, more of the sidewalk areas than anywhere, but I think it could be used throughout Alloway.
Okay.
And we've talked to some people as far as getting some more stations. We contributed a couple already, and it's been a very positive feedback that we've had. So it just, I think, I'm not sure about any areas that we don't walk, but I'm sure it's throughout Alloway.
Okay. Do you have an idea of where you would like to see them? Or?
Well, I think the two we put in so far over by the soccer fields, and I've seen a pretty good response to that, but walking down East River Drive, and probably Hoffman's been the worst.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, all on Libel, you see there's a lot of dog walking there. But okay. But it'd be just be nice to see, people taking care of this and having, if they don't have a bag with them, they're there for their convenience.
Okay. I've seen a station on the East River Trail. I don't know if it's a disposal site, but it's definitely a thing where you can get a bag.
I think that's sponsored by the Animal Hospital.
Okay.
Over there. And I think there's two in Green Isle Park, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've already done two of these?
Just over by the soccer fields off Libel.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Go
for it.
Do you see any problem? From what I was reading, it's like we're going to have them along the sidewalks or something. Do you foresee a problem with people not wanting them on there?
Well, that's the thing Chris and I were talking about, and my wife, because it's going to be something that's going to have to be maintained if there is, of course, a receptacle there to put the waste in. So it's going to have to be picked up, every week for sure.
I mean, just having one there, the look of it, that would be a separate issue, the cleaning up after it.
Right.
But... people wanting them by their property?
Well, it wouldn't bother me, and it probably wouldn't bother a lot of dog owners or pet owners, but it could be just a matter of going down half
another, the block. Yeah. I need someone else that would agree to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And according to the note, it says that you would be willing to start a fundraising campaign for that?
Correct, yeah. We talked to some friends and... kind of word of mouth that's got around already, we would probably contribute more ourselves.
Do you have any idea how many stations you would like to see throughout Alloway?
Well, it's really hard to tell because I walk a 2-mile square area.
Okay.
And it could be worse done this way, that way, but I think mainly where there's sidewalks and between there and the road is where to have them put.
Okay.
We could certainly promote it on the village website and gets more interest, and people may say, hey, we need one of those in our area or whatever.
But even if it goes out to different parts of the media, just as something else that Alloway is doing.
Exactly.
The other thing I thought of is, in the note it mentions you've seen this type of stand in Austin and probably
right.
some other communities. Maybe we could reach out to them and find out what kind of density they've experienced
sure.
in terms of the success rate, if it's going to be
right.
one every... half square mile, or if it's whatever would work so that they get utilized.
Yeah, it's usually when we see them in Austin, when we go visit our daughter, it's about every 4 blocks they'll have one.
Okay.
This is a question for Craig. Would there be any trouble with snow plowing with those?
Only in the winter.
Summer.
I would say that. The proposed locations we probably should check because there may be, it might be snow plowing, it could be in the site triangle in the corner, just as a check to make sure that we don't have some other interference. it shouldn't be a problem with snow plowing as long as we're, you know, on the, away from the curb, adjacent to wherever the sidewalk would normally be located. That would put us out of that area.
Okay. And a question for Chris. Chris, what do you foresee, you know, what kind of budget do you foresee, or what do you think it would take to maintain these? Would that be in your budget?
Yes, it very well could be. I just came up with a rough estimate. You know, if we utilized, say, part-time staff to help, you know, with cleaning up on a weekly basis year-round and buying, you know, refillable bags, things like that, around $1,500, $1,600 a year, something like that.
Do we have any other questions for Mr. Weinstein? He has an engagement he needs to get to. I asked you to stay because I wanted to thank you.
No,
thanks for coming up with the idea. Thanks for sharing it with us. And thanks for your willingness to help Alloway be the place we all know and love.
Excellent. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Accept the motion to pick up the rules.
So moved.
Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number four, public appearances. Is there anyone here this evening who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda?
Do we have to take an action here?
I guess I should have taken an action. Sorry, we have to rewind. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
I'd second it.
To approve the waste station.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve. Any discussion?
So the motion is to proceed.
Correct.
Okay.
To proceed. Any other discussion?
Allocate the funds for maintenance.
And allocate the funds for maintenance. No other discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. I guess I just knew it would pass. So, just kidding.
Breeze right over that one.
Breeze right. Okay, back to item number four, public appearances. Is there anyone who would like to join us this evening and talk about something? Yeah. It's not on this evening's agenda. Welcome, sir. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Hello, my name is Eric Berteau. I live at 810 Lankillen Road, number 6. I'm here tonight because I've had two offers into the village for the Waterworks Pump House on Green Avenue. The first one was submitted in September of last year, and I had another one submitted May of this year, along with an earnest check, which was returned to me. Now, I have yet to receive either a counteroffer, a response to the offer, or the historical covenants, which my offers were to purchase the facility as is. And I have not received a copy of the covenants, which were apparently voted for or elected on at the last meeting. They were supposed to be sent to me as well as my attorney. Now, I would still really like to purchase the building. I believe my plan for the building is what would best benefit the community, as my sons and myself would be moving in. It would be a single family residence as well as a live workspace. I plan on converting it to a facility that I can instantly run my chemical-free artisan gardening business out of. I can move my pianos that I currently have in storage to start restoring out of. I can currently start teaching saxophone and music lessons out of. As well as that, my plans include placing a solar power plant on the back, which would start generating income. I'm going to convert it into a studio, recording studio, in which I can also, aside from recording my own personal projects and pet projects, I would like to record my church choir. I would like to record possibly the Alloway Village Band, which I'm going to check out. And we could, rather than having to pay for studio space, have it done by myself because I have the knowledge and the know-how, and sell the CDs for charity as well as support for the Village Band. I also am friends with Sean Ryan. I played the national anthem for the Bellin Run this year. I also played the national anthem for the Pennings High School Academy Golf Reunion at the Ledgeview Golf Course, as well as being the pep band on the 10th hole. I have the connections nationwide to bring musicians in, world-class musicians that have Grammys on the wall, to record these projects of mine. I write music myself. I have plans to, with Sean Ryan, possibly include a 3K in the Belling one, which is currently a 10K, and a 3K would just about end up right at that building. And I have the, I'm in a Whammy-winning blues band, the Big and Tasty, Whammy-winning jazz ensemble, the Jazz Orgy, Whammy-winning reggae band, Unity. I play regularly with an all-star band out of Milwaukee called Tom Sobel and the Flight Crew. I've been hired to play by Big Mouth, by the Groove Hogs. I have the connections to really make something special happen on that roof while the Bellin Run is happening, and maybe even have a 3K and festival ending there, which would benefit Zesties and all the other businesses in that area. I've been trying to do this for probably about 4 years. I have an architect on staff who already said that what I want to do is possible. His son's a recording engineer that said, this is really a great idea. I've got contractors waiting for the green light. I'm just waiting for the green light from the Village of Alloway, and that's all I want to say.
Thank you. I think we're close to being able to discuss that. Are we not?
We should be in a position next week have the covenants finalized, and I'll share them with your attorney.
Excellent.
And at that point, we'll welcome the offers. But the covenant was a requirement that we have to put in place before we can sell the property due to its historic designation. So everything should be wrapped up. We got great input from the Historic Preservation Committee, and the board had some input. It's just a matter of finalizing those revisions. And Tim McCoy, is that your? Who's your attorney?
No, it's Tim Feldhausen.
Okay. So next week.
Excellent.
We should, in the village, prepare an offer sheet, concerning the terms of the village is looking for in any prospective offer. So we'll share all that, and then we'll be next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5. We'll open a public hearing to consider adoption of Zoning Ordinance 2017-06, rezoning property located at 723 Merlin Drive, also known as Parcel AL-806-C-27, from A residential to B residential. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on this matter? Come on up. And could you give us your names and addresses?
Alana Glanner, 753 Simonette Street, here in Alloway. Dawn Glanner, 832 North Maple Avenue.
Thank you.
We are very interested in putting up a duplex on that corner lot. My sister and myself have been looking for a corner lot for about 3 years now to build a duplex on, and we found that one when I went on a walk. I live right down the road here and thought it was the perfect spot for it. We love the location. We've already put earnest money down on the lot, contingent on the rezoning. We've got our plan picked out, and Trevor's got copies. Oh,
sure
there it
knows.
Is. Hooray! The home's beautiful. It doesn't look like a duplex. From the street, you'd never know it was a duplex. It just looks like two different entrances on a large home. The garage area, you pull into one driveway. It's a shared driveway. Both garages come in from different sides. Actually, the picture that you're seeing, it would be a reverse plan. So the driveway would come in off of East River and not on Merlin. So we'd be coming in from that side. She would drive straight in, and I would come in around the side.
Oh, that's kind of hard to see. There was one that the original copy that I made.
The color's not coming out real good.
So anyway, the duplex, the way it's laid out, here it is, right here. So this is East River. We come in like this. This would be Dawn's garage right here. This would be my garage. This would be my front entrance, and that would be her front entrance. So basically, it just looks like one large home. It doesn't look like a duplex at all. We've already been in contact with a contractor who's also put us in contact with an architect as far as any changes or anything that we'd like to make to the home. Basically, just the front being stucco. I don't want all the stone and everything on the front. So, I mean, this is something that we've dreamed about for the past 3 years, and we've looked at other areas. We just can't. This is the house that we want. We just need the lot.
And so that's why we're so driven as far as getting the lot. And I love Alloway, and she does as well. We walk here all the time, and I'm always on the trail. And so we're both single.
We don't want the dogs pooping.
Could you
we're both single. Neither of us are married. Neither of us have any.
Right, exactly.
Both of our homes are very well maintained. We're both registered nurses with degrees. So I just... we're a perfect fit for this community, and I think it's a beautiful house, and I'd really love to get started on it next year.
Thank you. Thank you. Is anyone else interested in speaking on this topic this evening? Third time, anyone interested in talking on this topic this evening? Hearing none, we will close the public hearing and move on to item 6, action regarding adoption of zoning ordinance 2017-06.
I move to adopt the ordinance.
Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion?
Seems to make a lot of sense. There's a duplex directly across Merlin from this site. And, of course, there's retail and commercial across East River. Mm-hmm. And the plans are beautiful, and would be a nice addition there. Looks like a good idea to me.
You really don't like the boulders?
I don't. We don't like the rough. We want stucco, and it's more of a Tuscan theme, so we're doing the stucco with the brick and stuff on the front, and we're going to have brick walkway. And
so we raised, you see the planting beds already raised. So with the floodplain,
everything's brought up, and it'll work out really nice.
Great.
See, it's raised.
Great.
So the house will be built up anyway.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Where is the real one?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That I'm not sure.
Okay. Very nice. Any other discussion?
You don't like framers, that's for sure.
It's all the angles.
Any other discussion? I really like it. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Go build your house. Thank you for wanting to be in Alloway.
Thank you
for wanting to make it beautiful. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
See if they have a dog station.
Yeah, will you take a dog station?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Did not influence the decision.
Action item number 7, action regarding Hillcrest Homes PDD extension contingent upon the parties coming to an agreement on repair on the sidewalk and gutter and grassy area from several meetings. I hope we can wrap this up this evening and get it off future agendas. It looks like most of everything that was to be done is done.
Most of everything that was asked to be done is done. Dan Doral's been very receptive, great to work with, and the last thing was they'll come back if we wanted them to take care of some of the gravel road bed. They'll take care of that, and I think that should take care of it. So,
I would personally like to see the gravel cleaned up.
He put it in his last email to me saying, let me know if that needs to go because
okay. So the action is, do we need any action for that?
I believe the motion was
for the extension.
The extension was all contingent upon them.
Okay.
So
I think the action would be, and a motion would be needed to approve the extension based on the fact that the obligations were met.
And how long are we extending it?
September of 2018, I believe.
I think you're right. September, it was contingent on that date for our board meeting in September. Let me go back and look.
And it goes to
September 6th.
To extend until June 6th
of 18.
We had a memory like
parties.
A crap.
Okay, to June 6th of 2018.
So that has already been approved.
That has been approved.
So that was the original motion.
Agreements. Okay. So we don't need a motion on it because we made a motion contingent upon the parties coming to an agreement. So it's been done. We've basically, as long as the conditions have been met, we allowed the extension to Jim.
Okay. But then, okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, on June 6th, but then on June, or on July 18th, table action until...
Yeah, so if we don't have a firm date by August 1, we'll proceed doing the work.
Okay, so we don't have to do it.
And that had nothing to do with the extension.
Okay, correct. Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay, so we are good as long as they get rid of the granite. Actually, we're good, right? We're good. Okay. Action item number 8. Action regarding noise variance request from Resurrection Parish at 333 Hilltop Drive to allow music at Autumn Fest on August 27th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Oh, sorry.
I'll give you the second. Motion by Trustee Green, second by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
They have it every year.
Every year. We haven't had any problems. Bishop Bob continues to behave, so.
You never know.
You never know. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Action item number 9, preliminary PDD review for Zambaldi Brewery. Do we want to have an overview? Yes, we do.
All right, so this has been a discussion, I think, in the public realm. It started at the Votes Board, and then it's also been in the news. And I think a lot of Valerie residents have, if not all, have received that next card about this project in the mail. And this is the proposed brewery project at the Old Village Hall property on Webster Avenue. And this is the start of the PDD process. We're going through the PDD process primarily because our zoning ordinance does not allow for a brewery. We allow for a brew pub under conditional use in commercial zoning. However, there's minor technicalities between the two. This is a brewery and not a brew pub. The main difference is a brewery or a brew pub is limited to the amount of product it can sell off-site, whereas a brewery does not have those restrictions. So that's the reason for going through the PDD process. We will be also, concurrently with this, rezoning the property to commercial, so the underlying zoning will be commercial. This would just be an overlay on top of that commercial zoning. Having said that, the preliminary PDD approval process is approving the project in concept only. So we have a site plan here that will give you an idea of what we will be expecting, but really this action tonight will be on does this use fit within the village at this particular site. You're welcome to discuss more details. The brewery owners of Zambaldi, David and Abby, are here tonight and can certainly answer any further questions for you. But the Plan Commission did meet last night and did review this and did recommend approval. There were a few residents there in attendance, and there were the concerns regarding noise, odor, and lighting. And David addressed those last night, but I'm sure he's willing to address them again tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Do I either have a motion on this item or a motion to suspend the rules?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Second that.
Motion made by Trustee Genrick, seconded. Put the brakes.
I was just going to ask if it might not be a bad opportunity to invite both David and Abby forward to explain a little bit more about the project. And
I was just going to make the motion, and then we could open it up.
There you go.
Overruled.
Always wanted to say that.
Yeah. Get the gavel off.
Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? Trustee Green.
Can we hear from them?
Yes.
I moved to open the meeting.
Good job. So I have a second, and seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. David and Abby, would you like to come up? Welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm David Malcolm, 1442 Brignon Street in Green Bay.
And Abigail Malcolm, 1442 Brignon Street in Green Bay.
Do you guys have particular questions about the project? I can certainly go over some of the concerns that were expressed last night at the meeting, if that's what you'd like me to do.
I would like to hear from that because I missed the Plan Commission meeting last night.
Sure. The main concerns folks brought up were, like Trevor mentioned, noise, light, and aroma. The aroma, there is an aroma to brewing. Almost everybody that I know finds it pretty pleasant. One sort of caveat to it is that the way that our brewery is set up, we'll have an opportunity to do about 12 brews a month, and the aroma-producing part of the process takes about 3 hours. So we're talking about during the day, on weekdays, because I'm certainly not going to be there nights and weekends brewing beer, for a few hours that we'll be producing that aroma. The parts of the process are what's called the mash, where you mix crushed grain with hot water. It smells kind of like a bowl of oatmeal. And then during the boil, you add hops, and you get those sort of grassy, herbal, citrus-type aromas coming off the boil with that. As far as noise goes, there were a couple of folks that had questions just about general manufacturing noise, in particular with the brewery. That's all really well contained in the building. When you're outside of any of our local breweries, you'd never know they were brewing. The noisiest thing we do is to run a pump, which we do wear hearing protection for, but it won't be something that even in the tap room that you'll know is going on, let alone outside the building. As far as noise from customers and traffic, there were some concerns about trucks coming in with raw materials and supplies and leaving with finished product. I expect that to be about 2 trucks a week, maybe 3 on a busy week. Most of our distributors won't want to pick beer up more than once a month, so those will be spaced out really well. And we can set our own dock hours for receiving. So our current plan is 8 to 4 for dock hours, so we won't have trucks in early morning, late at night, because we don't want them interfering with our customers. For noise concerns with our customers and the activities of the beer garden, the tap room itself, I misspoke at the Planning Commission meeting about our planned hours. We're not planning to be open later than 9 during the week and 10 on the weekends, so we should be cleared out pretty well. And as far as light goes, we're exploring some options for a barrier fence in the rear of the property, which ought to be the only place those residents are concerned about. We definitely will have a vegetation-type fence, which should do a lot of blocking, and we're exploring our options for what a more permanent fence is in addition to that.
Trustee Harris.
I know the original plans that we saw had a, had a larger building, scaled down, but then in some of the information presented tonight, we could expand to 50% larger than the original. What direction, how would the building expand, and would it be the brewing part and the public area, or both, or...
So that's a great question.
On the bird's eye view of the building here, the taproom space is this front sort of rectangle. Restroom, office, lab back here, and this part then is the brewing space. The expansion opportunity is to this green space to the east, which would be mainly the brewery section. I expect the capacity of the taproom to pretty much suit us more or less forever. It's possible to expand it out, but the way that it's situated right now, we have a capacity of about 135 in the tap room, which is a lot of room for a brewery that size. On the brewing side, we also have the opportunity to expand 20 feet out this way as well, so we could potentially have the brewing space be that big if we find we need that much more space. I don't know if we will or not, to be honest, and if we do, I think it'll be at least 5 to 10 years down the road before we even consider that.
And you'll have just a single docking bay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So the loading dock is right here. The trucks are able to pull in, back into the loading dock, and come around the building to get out. And that's all we're going to need.
Any other questions?
Just a comment. I was able to attend the Plan Commission last night, and Dave did a great job of explaining to the neighbors and very good dialogue about their concerns, and the two that spoke, as well as the third person that attended, all voiced their support for the project. One in particular kept saying he's going to be one of your good customers. So. All in all, it was a great presentation. He covered all the bases, and the architect was here as well to point out other things. So, yeah, I thought it went well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So all we're here tonight to do is to give preliminary approval to the use by a brewery. As long as we have them here, any other questions?
Is the preliminary approval, it's obviously you can't get final approval without a developer's agreement, but is the preliminary approval contingent on any sort of developer's agreement, or is it, are the two not related?
They're not related.
Okay, just making sure. So we say it properly.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Yes?
I'd like to add that we would be happy to have a Petway station at the brewery.
Yeah.
We'll sponsor one. Our first beer was named after a dog, so
yeah.
We'll have a Petway station.
We're pet people. We always clean up after our pet, but we will definitely put a Petway station at the brewery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, more Petway stations than people in this room. Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Would we like to pick up the rules?
So moved.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We have a motion on the table to approve the use of a PDD on this parcel. And a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Another step closer. Keep up the good work. Action item number 11, Democratic Party fundraiser. I have a motion on this item.
I'll move to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? So reason we're being asked to approve this is because people can't do thing charge money to raise funds for a fundraiser without our approval in Green Isle, right? Mm-hmm. So they're paying the fee, correct? So there's no request for a waiver of fee or anything.
That is correct. There is not a request for a fee waiver.
Okay. And everything else is good to go, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12, action regarding 2018 Wisconsin Recycling Consolidation Grant. Mr. Burnt, would you like to share with us your wisdom?
This is an item that comes up every year at this time. It is a grant application that we as a group of communities, the metro area, submit to the DNR. It is a small grant, typically around $5,000, that is added to our general recycling grant that we get from the state, from the DNR, for running our recycling program. Our recycling grant, the general grant, runs around $90,000. This is an additional $5,000. It depends a little bit on the number of communities that apply. So we don't actually know the grant amount until the grant period closes and the state calculates how many people applied, and then they allocate the funds that are available based on population. It's just an annual thing. I didn't take it to Public Works because it came in last week. The application came in last week, and since it's a routine thing, I just brought it to the board. So we recommend that you approve it and sign it this evening, and then we'll submit it. And like I said, it adds a few dollars to our recycling income for the year. So So this would be for 2018 is what it is.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action or item number 13 under reports and discussion. Webster Avenue Commercial Development Plan update from Public Works, June 14th. Would you like to come up?
Yes, I would.
Come on up.
A little easier to be up here to talk about this.
Thank you.
This is an introduction. Some of you have seen a little bit of this information. We have started to talk about this with the various committees. This is the offshoot of the corridor study. If you recall, a number of months ago, we had requested and you approved, I think it was about $16,000 for Grafe to continue that study and look at the downtown area and come up with a concept plan that we could consider for development of a downtown commercial district. We will go through just a few items that we have that we have prepared and Grafe has prepared just to kind of give you an overview of what's involved in this. Right now we're talking about the concept. And to kind of give you a little preview of this, this is the concept. What we will do in September is Grafe will come here with the final drawings and they'll give a presentation on how this could be done. But that's still concept phase. So while we're going to be looking at design information and details, we're really looking at the concept and arriving at the question or answering the question or the board answering the question, is this something that you want to pursue as a real project? So from a timeline standpoint, this is an introduction in September, October. We'll look at details. At that point, we're going to look at the cost. And we'll talk a little bit about cost here in this overview, but we'll look at the cost in more detail and then look at what does that mean in terms of the size of the project. Do we do a project in various phases? Do we do it at once? How much can we afford? Where is the funding coming from? And then at that point, you can make a decision as a board late this year if you want to pursue this project in the next year. Of course, the next step would be to get into the details of the project and look at some of the things that need to be determined and so on and so forth, the actual design. Where we started with this, in your packet you have these particular handouts that we're going to look at. Where we started was looking at Webster Avenue and trying to fit into the footprint that we have. And what I mean by that is we have medians, we have curb and gutter in place. Can we fit into what we have, which makes the cost more reasonable for the project? But what do we need to have to make it a very pleasing place that encourages development and also provides for the residents, the pedestrians, the bicyclists, and so forth, to have good access and be able to enjoy it and use it. One of the things that took some time is number two there, looking at how would we fit into the street. And what we arrived at was a 92-foot right-of-way, which means expanding from 80 feet to 92. But that would give us enough street width to have nice terraces and sidewalks, larger sidewalks. So that was something that we worked with Grafe on over a fairly long period of time, looking at the options and how could we make this fit. But that's what we arrived at. Now, that doesn't mean that it wouldn't change in various locations. We know that there's a couple spots we need to narrow it up. And there might be some spots where we could make it a little bit wider. But those are design issues. Those are things that we'll deal with in the design phase. We don't need to deal with that right now. The new Webster Avenue Bridge fits into the plan. We'll mesh right into that, so that makes sense. it seems to be a reasonable approach to be able to try to fit into what's there. And the cross-section kind of illustrates it. This is the 92-foot right-of-way. Basically, what we have is we still have the four driving lanes, but the two outside lanes would have bicycle accommodations in those lanes. And the thought that we had is that east-west, the streets that intersect with Webster from Kalb to Alloway Avenue will all have bicycle lanes. So you'd be able to bicycle to the downtown area, go through the downtown area, and then go down another street to go somewhere else, all on bicycle lanes. So that was the thought. We have terraces. On here they're shown 6 feet. 6 feet allows us to put some trees in those terraces, which creates that more downtown environment. We show only a 6-foot sidewalk on each side, although we started out wanting to get 8. But Rafe pretty much convinced us that with the 6-foot terrace, 6-foot sidewalk, in many areas you actually have 12 feet. And then with businesses, you can extend that sidewalk out to that business, so you might have 18 feet or more, depending on how you interface with the businesses along that route. There's a median here, it's shown 8 feet. We have medians on Webster right now that range from 2 feet and 4 feet to 12 to 14 to 15. So what we're saying is the maximum width would be 8 foot. So where we have a 14 or a 12 foot, we would narrow it up because we need that room for the rest of the street. And it's more economical to do that than it is to widen the street and acquire more property. But the southern half would be mostly 8 foot terrace. That would be south of St. Joseph. North would probably be 4. And north is where the density is, so 4 foot makes more sense. We would be looking at the turning lanes. We'd be looking at how the median is constructed. How do we fit that in with the businesses and provide better access to the businesses? That would be part of the design. But that certainly would be one of our goals, because right now you have limitations on how to turn into some of the stores and so forth. So that would be one of the things we would try to address. Anyway, that's what the roadway section would look like that we think makes sense for fitting into the North Webster area. Now, this is the aerial view, or the plan view, if you will. And it's a small scale here. When the Grave people are here, then they'll walk through this in detail and show you how this fits in. And you see the dark intersection over there on the left, Alloway Avenue. That is colored crosswalks with colored sidewalk ramps. So they would stand out. You would see those. They'd be very profound and very attractive. And then the sidewalk, of course, is a faded line right next to you. You can see where the existing sidewalk is. There's a dark line there. That would be where the new sidewalk would be, and the circles are trees and plantings. Again, that all will be zeroed in on during design, but it's to illustrate that you'll have a more residential look. One of the things that we would probably not do at this time is illustrated there where the cemetery is. We would not go into the cemetery. We would leave that side of the road with a 6-foot sidewalk at the curb. It's very complex dealing with cemetery property. That's something you could look at in the future when you need property for development. You could consider that. You have time to look at that. Right now, it might take 3, 4, 5 years to work through that. That would delay the whole project. We have plenty of other areas to develop without tackling that particular segment. We also show there, you can see how some of the medians are changed a little bit. You can see the triangles that are in there. A lot of the median would become a striped, painted median rather than a raised median. Make it easier for cars to turn left or turn right. You'd still have raised median in many areas, but we try to minimize that and provide more flexibility. That's the Webster School area right there. You can see that fits in. And then as we go to the right, yeah, there's St. Joseph. Again, the intersection, you can see how that would be highlighted for pedestrians, so you'd be able to visually see the crosswalks. It would help with traffic and awareness. Anyway, that's what the concept looks like. This is a new drawing from the one you have in your packet. We just got this drawing today. It illustrates what it would look like in concept. With that scale, it's a little bit hard to see that on the screen. So we'll make some larger drawings when we cover this in September. There's one question always is cost. Now, actually, this project was planned in the TIF district. So the majority of this project is within the TIF district and is funded by the TIF district. Don't look at these numbers and say these are exactly what the costs are. These are the numbers that we generated when we put the TIF district together. So we need to go through the process of doing a cost estimate for construction in more detail than what we did when we did the original plan. But there is some good news here. There's a couple things. One is, you can see we show about $5 million for the total project cost funded out of the TIF district. So that's something, as we look at the cost, we'll look at what we can afford in the TIF district, and that's where I mentioned we might have to tailor the project to what we can afford. But the TIF district can support this project and fund what we want to do, which that's a big plus. The other one is the county. You see over in the far right, the county has put funding in its project program for us. Pretty close to $2 million. And that is being funded out of that sales tax revenue that's going to be generated with that local bill to fund the Shopko Hall replacement. So there is money funded for us for this project. And the county has told us that they'll work with us on the schedule. So if we want to go ahead with a project in a year, they'll adjust their schedule to be able to work with us. Obviously, as we go forward on this, we're going to have to work with the county because it's a county highway. So everything that we're going to do here, we're going to have to work with them to get their buy-in as well. But that will be just part of the process of the project itself. But the point is, the TIF district will support this. The county is allocating funds. We may have some tax levy. I don't know. This is going to be the next step. What is the cost going to be and how do we handle it? And I think there's a couple slides here that kind of show the streetscape.
Mm-hmm. Silver Spring.
Yeah, the bottom one there. What we will be getting in deliverables from Grave is this aerial plan, which kind of gives you the concept of this is what it would look like, or at least pretty close to what it would look like when we complete final design. Now, this is a couple of projects, but it's just to illustrate kind of the concept. We have the planting boxes in this concept. It'll be figured into the cost. There's some plantings. The colored sidewalks and the intersections would look like that, except our recommendation is to match what's going to go into Riverside so that Riverside and Webster look the same, because then you know you're in Alloway, it's the same color scheme throughout the village. That's a median, and it gives you an idea what that looks like. And then here's another shot of the downtown area. So we can use planters as well as the boxes, and the trees and things would be on the order of that size. We don't want real big trees, we want decoration, but we don't want the size. But that's an idea of what it would look like, and that's an 8-foot sidewalk there, so you can kind of see what that looks like.
That is an 8-foot sidewalk.
I think so, yeah.
So and a bigger terrace, looks like.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a bigger terrace. So the last item, if you go to that downtown development, so this is where we're at on the concept. Rafe will be here in September to go into detail on that plan. We can do that in a board meeting, or we can do it in a workshop before, however you want to approach that, but we should leave some time so that they can walk through that and show you that in detail and talk about how this would actually be done and how it would look. Our next step will be this project cost estimate. We need to have a good review of what we think the preliminary cost would be for a project. So we set up a budget. And we look at where is the funding going to come from. So we kind of know what can we afford to do. That will be our next step. That's going to take us September, October, November, somewhere in that time frame. We did ask Grave to do a little bit of cost estimating for us, and that's being handled out of our engineering budget in Public Works. The financing, we kind of reviewed that. There's funds available in the TIF district. The county is allocating some funds. So that looks very positive. The St. Joseph Street improvements, we should really include in this because that road needs work as well. And that was included in that cost. That needs work. We've been holding off on that so that we could do it as part of the TIF district. So that will be part of what we look at.
So that would include the Arboretum Trail then, too?
Yes. Yes.
And a sidewalk by the apartments?
Only if there's room.
So that's where we're at. It would be nice if we could reach the point late this fall, before the end of the year, where you have enough information where you can decide if you want to pursue it, and if so, to what extent. Because this would be really targeted probably to about a 2019 construction project. And that would be the next time that you would borrow for reconstruction of streets. So if you have funding that is going to come through the general tax levy, then that would be part of that borrowing for that year.
When are they looking to redo Webster?
From the county standpoint?
Yeah.
They are looking at 2022 for the north half. That would be from 172 north, and 2023 for the south half, I believe, is the way they have it programmed. But they'll adjust it to match us. They're looking at a larger area than we are, because we're looking at downtown, and they're looking like all the way down to 172. So that's a detail we have to work on.
So if we wanted to do this in 2019, they would consider doing it in 2019?
Yeah, they would work with us on that.
Because it would make sense to do it all at once, right, if you can?
It would, yes. If this can be done as the full project, it would make sense to do the whole thing at one time. Your cost is going to be, you know, the lowest cost that you will see. The larger the project, the lower the unit cost is going to be. This is a project where we would want to retain a consulting engineer to work with us rather than us doing all of the work, because it's too large for what we have. What we can commit to as a staff, considering we have the other street projects that are going on. Okay. And the amount of survey work and so forth that goes into this is quite a bit. But those are details to address as we get a little further down the road. Right now it's to give you enough information to decide whether you really want to pursue. This is a unique opportunity for the village. This really is. This offers the chance to really grow the downtown area and make it look really nice.
It would fit well with some future development.
And obviously it would be coordinated with the Riverside Drive redo, whatever that may be.
Yes. Actually, if this was a 2019-2020 project in that window, that would be before Riverside Drive. So this could be done before that road is done. And Riverside will be done in two sections. So we can do the north half or the south half first on Riverside. So that can be coordinated with this as well.
Yes. With the switch, where you mentioned we'd have to do some adjustment when we're across the street from the cemetery, with the project that the Zimbaldi Brewery proposal could do, with the way their plans are set up, do we have enough room, or is that anything we need to take into account while they're still at the design stage?
The architect has the information to incorporate that in so that whatever is done would fit with this. Yeah.
Okay.
Because now's the time to do it.
Right? Exactly.
And it's a nice fit.
My comment is I'm excited about it. However, what I remember us talking about when we allocated the money was having a visual of what the street would look like. And I would liken that to what the state did for the area down by the fence on Riverside. Remember how they gave us a visual of what the street looks like today and what it will look like in the future from a pedestrian walking down the street's perspective? That's, if we're selling this thing, that's what I think I know we asked for and I hope we get.
Well, actually, yeah, that's something that Trevor and I have wrestled with, and when we, in order to get the cost down into the $15,000-$16,000 cost range, which was about the max that we felt that you wanted to spend, we had foregone that sketch. I agree with you that we need it to move this project forward and put this out there so people can see it, to understand what it's going to look like or can look like in the future. We probably need to have that. So I think that's probably an add-on item that we're going to need to address in some fashion and see if we can. Maybe we can get it.
I personally approve the allocation of the funds knowing that we would get that. So that's my humble opinion. But
do we know what that additional cost would be?
Yeah, we asked that question, and they told us it could be up to $2,800 to prepare that visual streetscape. Now, maybe we can do better than that, you know. But
maybe the state will do it for us. They've got the software.
Yeah, I agree with that. We should have that. Let's just figure out how we're going to make it happen.
And put that in your capable hands.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing it.
Any other questions?
How's that?
We'll see what we can do.
We look forward to seeing that.
All right.
Any other questions? I'm sorry for Craig. Thank you, Craig. Okay. Action item number 14, or item number 14, future agenda items. Are there any agenda items that board members would like to see in the future? Hearing none, we will move on. Before we move on to the next item, I just wanted to thank our residents for being here tonight. And David and Abby, thank you very much for being here. We love having you. Look, we need more people. Come on, bring your friends and family. But no, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Do I have a motion to move into closed session? Pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.851E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically Zimbaldi Brewery Developers Agreement. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
We are in closed session.